Thank you and good morning. The Eureka community continues to mourn the loss of Father Eric Fried, a beloved priest at St. Bernard's Catholic Church who was allegedly murdered in the rectory on New Year's Day. Sheriff Mike Downey visited Talk Shop, and when asked if Father Fried's death affected him personally, he responded,
"Yeah, I think so. In a number of ways, you know, just the notoriety of the person involved, you know, something that we hold sacred, I would think, you know, and just the emotion that came out of it and the consequences for our community in all this."
Downey added that he has worked on a lot of homicide cases, but this one is especially impactful.
"This is a high-profile situation. You know, in my career, I've dealt with or been privy to, you know, I don't want to think of the number of homicides that I've dealt with over the years, but this one, you know, it hits really close. It really rocks the foundation of what we believe in as a community and what we hold dear as a community."
The funeral mass for Father Fried will be held at Sacred Heart Church today at 11:30 a.m. With the news of Father Fried's passing, the city of Eureka is making preparations in order to deal with how to handle these violent crimes in the future. Interim City Manager Mike Knight explains that police and firefighters are debriefed after every incident.
"I would say, especially with our fire and police, and we do it at all levels of city government, but with our fire and police, especially after every event, they're always debriefing and talking about the things that they did very well, which I think they'll have a lot to talk about, and the things that maybe they could do better."
The procedure is standard, but as Knight points out, it is difficult to prepare for random acts of violence.
"That's standard for police and fire and other units of the city, but certainly that debriefing will take place, and if there's lessons learned, then there's lessons learned. But again, a random act of violence like this, that's hard to get at."
Knight added that keeping close contact with the city's regional partners is key. In other news, former County Prosecutor Alan Dollison announced his candidacy for the Humboldt County District Attorney's office. Dollison spent more than 6 years as the county's senior prosecutor and said in a statement, "I believe there are very few higher callings in life than serving your country and your community. That is what I am about, and believe that it is an important credential in holding this important office." Fortuna Police conducted a search for drivers who were previously arrested on DUI charges but did not appear for their court dates. 6 drivers were arrested in the operation and now face stiffer penalties because of the failure to appear. And Sergeant Adam Laird of the Eureka Police Department, who faced criminal charges for an alleged use of force incident, had the case dismissed on Friday. The district attorney's office filed charges against Sergeant Laird on June 11th, but based on evidence and expert opinions, the case could not be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, and it was dismissed. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Humboldt Live, along with Decade of Difference, are working with our local youth to enhance their leadership skills. Hi, this is Dennis Rael with Humboldt Live, and we are currently recruiting local community leaders in the businesses, trades, public sector, and education system to speak and to mentor our local middle and high school students. For more information, contact Jim Ritter at 839-5114. Make a difference for our youth and our community.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In this month's Our Community News, we turn our focus to the cost of starting, running, and hopefully maintaining a small business in communities along the North Coast and Southern Oregon. Every election cycle, candidates from city councils to state legislatures to the U.S. Congress claim they're willing to lay it all on the line to create quality jobs and support the growth and prosperity of local economies. Every election cycle, those promises get lost in the sea of other responsibilities of elected officials and oftentimes end up being ignored or forgotten, and so the cycle continues. It's estimated that the initial cost of starting up a new small business, one with 25 employees or less, is $30,000, but that number can vary wildly depending on the business, where it's located, and many other factors including insurance, equipment, property costs, and employees. It's the dream of many residents in our region to open a small business, rely on themselves for success and opportunity, but there is more there than meets the eye. It takes dedication, perseverance, and hard work to maintain a successful small business in our communities. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.